Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report, a daily broadcast dedicated to keeping you in touch with many of today's most important issues and examining how those issues directly affect our traditional values. And now, here is author and constitutional lawyer Phyllis Schlafly.
The condition called attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, known as ADHD, was first defined only in 1980. The pediatric guidelines for diagnosing ADHD are all subjective, such as, child often has difficulty awaiting his turn, occasionally may do things compulsively, is easily distracted from tasks, fails to give close attention to details, and makes careless mistakes. A few years later, ADHD was classified as a disability, and a federal cash program was initiated for low-income families with children who are said to have ADHD. A family could get $450 a month for each child diagnosed with ADHD, with the cost of treatment and medication for low-income children covered by Medicaid. More than 3 million children use the most commonly prescribed drug, Ritalin, and it is routinely combined with other drugs. The Individuals with Disabilities Education Act, passed in 1990, mandates that eligible children receive access to special education and related services. The school is required to craft an individualized education plan to accommodate each child, which may include drugs prescribed by a medical doctor. The U.S. Department of Education classified ADHD as a handicap, and in 1991, schools began receiving grants of $400 a year for each ADHD child. Those cash payments could operate as financial incentives. Since labeling kids ADHD brings more money to the schools, it's not surprising that schools often pressure parents to get an ADHD diagnosis and put their child on Ritalin. Congress should pass the Child Medication Safety Act to prohibit schools from denying entry to a child whose parents choose not to put him on drugs.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Parents, your children should not undergo forced mental health screening. It's bad science, it's unconstitutional, and may lead to your own child being stigmatized or over-medicated. Write Eagle Forum, Alton, Illinois, 62002, and ask for the Mental Health Packet. That's Eagle Forum, Alton, Illinois, 62002, or online, eagleforum.org. And join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. and make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint Water System with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show, and man who says, it's frustrating when you know all the answers, but nobody bothers to ask you the questions. Derry Brownfield.
Hello there, Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with the country flavor and some common sense points of view. I don't know how I missed it, but I didn't realize until this morning that yesterday, the Secretary of Agriculture, Mike Johanns, died. He didn't die. He resigned. Anyway, I have part of his...
That's a Freudian slip.
I don't know what it was. It's part of being Friday. Did you know today's Friday?
I heard that.
Well, do you know what tomorrow is?
It's Saturday.
Yes, but it's a special Saturday.
Didn't know that.
It is car-free day. Not care-free. Car-free. Automobile-free day. You're not supposed to drive your car tomorrow.
Well, then I won't be picking up any wood planks tomorrow.
You can put them in my pickup. Our planet is threatened by a cloud of smug. Smug. It says smug here. Not smog, smug. S-M-U-G. With one G. So tomorrow, September the 22nd, is World Car-Free Day, promoting sustainable transportation systems. You need to live a car-free lifestyle.
Maybe if I were just smug or smugless,
I don't know.
If I were less smug, I could still drive my car.
People who drive cars upset the patterns spun from the policies of intellectual brains. Whatever that means. But anyway, I'm not going to give up my vehicle. But you know, Jeff, and I'm way off the subject here. I was going to tell you all about Johanns resigning. But as a kid growing up in the Depression years, in town, now most country folks had a car. But people, a lot of people in town, my grandfather didn't have a car, and my mother did, so we had a car in the family. But just the houses around us, there wasn't but two or three cars in the neighborhood, in a whole block. People walked to work. The kids walked to school. You just walked wherever you went. A lot of bicycles. But I never did see any adults riding bicycles. They walked. You know, the kids all had bicycles, and we'd haul the groceries for the neighbors in a basket on our bicycle, say, Mrs. Allen needs something, you know, and she'd order it on the telephone, and we'd go to the grocery store, and they'd give us a nickel for that.
People were less smug in those days.
I guess. Now, sorry about that. Got off the subject, got way off the subject. Let's go back. But anyway, don't drive tomorrow, except to come out to see me. You said you're going to come out tomorrow. That's good. Okay. Dear Mr. President, this is written by Mike Johanns. He says, it has been a great honor to serve you and the American people as Secretary of Agriculture for nearly 3 years. After careful thought and difficult deliberation, I am writing to inform you that I have decided to pursue a new opportunity to serve this great nation. Please accept my resignation effective today, September the 19th, 2007. And here it is, 21st, and I just found out about it this morning, but that's all right. I'm behind on so many things. Anyway, he's going to run for U.S. Senate in Nebraska. And Chuck Connor is deputy secretary. He'll be acting secretary. Now, here's some of the stuff that this great guy did for you and I while he was in that cabinet position. American agriculture is stronger than ever before in history. Now, he's writing this to the president. This is in part of the letter he sent to the president. Your presidency has had a profoundly positive impact on the lives of Americans in both rural and urban communities. Farm equity is now at $2 trillion. Farm equity. What is farm equity? That means what you could cash out for? Not really. But I don't know how they figure farm equity. Equity. It has increased $200 billion per year for the past several years. Well, they're talking, I guess the way it has done that is because the price of farmland has doubled in this length of time, or tripled maybe in many instances. But that doesn't mean, and as I have said time and time again, you cannot eat equity. The only way that equity amounts to anything is if you're going to sell the property. You say, well, it helps when you borrow money. Yes, we went through that back in the 1980s. The more equity you have, equity is like collateral. I remember I told my banker, and I've used this a lot of times, he called me in one day because I had a problem. One of my loans was a problem loan. And he says, your problem is you don't have enough collateral. And I explained to him that that was his fault. All he's got to do is loan me more money, and I can go out and buy all the collateral he wants me to have. But see, that doesn't help. That doesn't help the overall picture. Anyway, according to Johan, writing to the president, he says, we now have a $2 trillion in farm equity. The debt-to-asset ratio is the lowest in more than 45 years. Well, 45 years would put us back to 1962. And I can't hardly believe that. It's just difficult for me to believe that. But if they're doing it, it's because they're using inflated land prices. It's what we did in the 1980s, used inflated land prices to borrow money. And the more you inflate the land, then the better your debt to asset ratio is. Anyway, here's another figure I don't agree with. The average farm household income is projected at $81,500 this year, nearly $20,000 above the average household income in the United States. That's hogwash. I just absolutely do not believe that. Now, this doesn't say whether that was net income. Net income would be a lot greater than that, I would think. I mean, gross income would be a lot greater than that. But net income, it's going to be way, way under that. Okay, let's take a break. I hear music. When we come back, we'll go on with what a great job Johans has done under President Bush. Stay tuned.
Is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Joyce Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Attention, this is an RBN financial news bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt? Maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing. But they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
And we have returned. Now back to what a great job the now retired Secretary of Agriculture did. He was talking about how the average farm household income is projected at $81,500 a year. I just absolutely do not in any way believe that. Now, this doesn't go into detail. It doesn't say net, gross, however they figure that income. But there's such a big difference on what a farmer makes between net and gross. Let me give you a good example. Corn, let's say, was $4 a bushel. And say you grew 1,000 bushels of corn. You would have a gross income there if you sold it at $400,000. But if it cost you $4 a bushel to grow it, you'd have a net income of exactly zero. In other words, you did all that work for nothing. In September, let me give you another good example. In September of 1980, we had a lot of yearling steers. And they were calves, but they were weaning calves. And they weighed around 600 pounds, and they were worth 80 cents a pound in the fall of 1980. And all of the experts were telling us, hey, this thing, you're going to see $1 a pound fat cattle come spring. Don't sell those calves. I held mine. And 600 pounds at 80 cents, that figures out to $480 a head. Six times eight is 48, $480 a head. In the spring of 1981, they weighed 800 pounds, but they were only worth 60 cents a pound. And that figures out $480 a head. But we knew it was going to get better, so we grazed them that summer in the fall. They weighed 1,000 pounds. I had them at Ray Davis's Witherspoon Commission Company in Kansas City. They brought 48 cents a pound, $480 a head. Now, what's the net income on that? You see, when you've been there and done these things, you get a little different attitude when you see these figures. I just do not believe that the average farm household income, if it is, and I don't believe the average farm wife can make $80,000 a year, not the average one. I know we've got them out there that are doing that, making a lot more. But the average household, I don't believe it. Anyway, then he says, the strong stance that you've taken with international leaders in relation to the beef trade has led the reopening of more than 40 key markets to United States beef. This year, U.S. beef exports have increased 18% over last year, and negotiations are underway to achieve additional market. Why do we want to export beef? heavenly days. We buy a third of our beef that's consumed in this country from other nations. Why don't we keep our good beef here at home and consume it and leave some of that Argentine and Brazilian and Australian beef where it is? I mean, none of this actually makes sense at all. Now, he's going to run for governor in the state of Nebraska. No, for the U.S. Senate. He was governor in Nebraska. He was governor in Nebraska when Bush picked him to be Secretary of Agriculture. Now he's going back to Nebraska, and he's going to run for the Senate. And let's talk about what he did as far as the Nebraska ranchers and farmers are concerned. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition. Our number, 1-800-973-3779. Your calls are welcome.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
And we have returned. We are back. Sure enough, our number is 1-800-973-3779. Now, as we just mentioned, Mike Johannes is going to run for the Senate there in the state of Nebraska. Who knows he's going to run against? See, Senator Hagel, the seat will be available. They tell me that Bob Kerry might be his running against him. But anyway, back to Johannes. He is the guy that opposed country of origin labeling. The bill that has passed was signed by the president, and the multinational corporations and the beef business don't want it, and they've bought off the government, which is the Department of Agriculture, which was headed up by Johannes. In other words, you can bribe the guy, apparently, because he did oppose country of origin labeling. He's been for every trade agreement that has been proposed. Now, here's what he says about trade agreements. He says, let me start with trade. We have, as you know, four trade agreements that are queued up and ready to go. Peru, Canada, Colombia, and South Korea. It's very, not just one very, it is very, very important that we do everything we can to get good information on the Hill so they can make a good decision about the trade agreements. And my hope is approve them, get them into the finish line. Now, we're talking here about CAFTA, NAFTA, GATT, this sort of thing, and you can see what those trade agreements have done to our nation. All right, let's move on. Johan worked to bring Canadian cattle into the United States after they discovered mad cow disease there. He pushed national animal ID system, while he also opposed the labeling of packages of meat as to the country of origin. So I think he's going to butt heads with the agriculture system there in the state of Nebraska. It'll be interesting to see what happens, but anyhow, that's the deal. He's no longer Secretary of Agriculture, and the Undersecretary of Agriculture, Chuck Connor, is acting Secretary of Agriculture now. Now, remember Dubai. It's spelled D-U-B-A-I. I remember the first time I saw it, we had to do some checking to know how to pronounce it. It's pronounced just Dubai, okay? Anyway, they were going to buy ports here in the United States, had the deal done. President wanted them to do it. And then people got so up in arms about it that the thing was dropped. Dubai is one of the Arab countries in the Eastern Arabian Peninsula. It's on the Persian Gulf and has a gob and a bunch of money. Dubai is moving to acquire right at 20% of the NASDAQ in New York. That's placing the Arab government in an ownership position of the key U.S. stock exchange. Dubai will also acquire 28% of the London Stock Exchange. The transaction is being made through a holding company, 100% owned by the government of the Emirate of Dubai, and controlled by, and I'll do the best I can with the man's name, Mohammed bin Rashid Al Maktoum. If that's not right, maybe he'll give me a call and straighten me out on the name. He is the head of the Dubai ruling family. Bush made a comment on this. Now this guy is buying 28%, that's almost a third of the London Stock Exchange, and 19.9% of the NASDAQ, that's right at 20% of the NASDAQ. And Bush's comment is, I'm comfortable with the process to go forward. Okay? On July the 26th, Bush signed into law the Foreign Investment and National Security Act of the year 2007. The Foreign Investment and National Security Act was passed to strengthen the examination requirements of the Committee of Foreign Investment in the United States. You see, they come up with all of these different, and it's what makes it so hard to follow. It's almost, I won't say it's impossible to follow because the people that are doing it know what they're doing. But for you and I to try to keep up with all of this, it is a pain. Now, the Committee for Foreign Investment in the United States is a highly secretive. Why? Why? Aren't we the people, the government? Shouldn't we know what's going on? The Committee on Foreign Investment in the United States is a highly secretive bureaucratic panel constituted by the Treasury Department to pass verdict on the national security implications of foreign investments in the United States. The foreign investments we're talking about here is this Arab country on the Persian Gulf, Dubai, that is going to buy 20% of the NASDAQ, which is one of the world's largest exchanges with approximately 3,200 companies. It lists more companies and, on average, trades more shares per day than any other market, including the New York Stock Exchange. And foreigners are going to own 20% of it. That's one-fifth of these 3,200 companies. It's mind-boggling, but I'll tell you what, the president knows, and he's comfortable with the process to go forward. Let's take a break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
If you're one of the 40 million without health insurance and are worried about health care, then you should know about Qualified Health. Qualified Health is a nationwide, non-insurance medical savings program that covers you and your family for less than $3 a day. Everyone qualifies, regardless of your current health condition. As a member, your bills will be a fraction of what they may have been. You'll save on doctor visits, surgery, hospital stays, dental, vision, lab work, prescriptions, and have access to one of the largest healthcare networks in the country. To sign up or learn more about how you can save hundreds, if not thousands of dollars on your healthcare every year, call Qualified Health. Call 1-800-414-1998. That's 800-414-1998. Qualified Health membership is satisfaction guaranteed, and you may cancel at any time. $3 a day is a small price to pay for peace of mind. So if you don't have insurance or you're underinsured, call Qualified Health now. Once again, that toll-free number to call, 800-414-1998, 800-414-1998.
Friends, it's no longer acceptable to sit by and hand over your property to just any bureaucrat who thinks they have more rights to your property than you do. But what's the answer? Well, here's Paragon Foundation's Executive Director, G.B. Oliver.
What we're trying to do, Derry, is we've talked about the things that we're involved in here, but we teach people how to hold their local elected officials accountable. And what happens to you is, as we've talked, that the federal government has no jurisdiction and no authority over you, but they come in and through grants to your state, as grants to your county officials or your sheriff's department and everything, they usurp that power from those people, because when they sign and they take that money, all of a sudden they've relinquished their authority and they've given it to these federal entities. So what we want to teach people is, how do you hold that local elected official accountable, whether it's sheriff, your county commissioner, or whoever it is?
Join the Paragon Foundation today. Just call 1-877-847-3443 or go online to paragonfoundation.org.
Hi, neighbor. They say the road to hell is paved with good intentions. Certainly, we'd never intend to procrastinate getting our own food supply until there was none left at any price. We would intend to have plenty of food so the relief organizations could care for those unable to care for themselves. We would intend not to be standing in the bread line with the ignorant and the foolish who pretend the facts of food disappearance are untrue. If the experience of the Katrina disaster is evidence, the bread line may have no bread. Just like the good intentions on the road to that unheavenly place, the good intentions alone to get a supply of food will not feed us. Only getting our food supply immediately will make us independent and fearless for the future. Call 800-409-5633, 800-409-5633, on the web, efoodsdirect.com. Who am I? Nobody. Steve Shank, someone who cares.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show, the man who says experience is what you get when you didn't get what you wanted. Derry Brownfield.
And we have returned. Now, they had a trade conference in Denver again. It was a conference on intercontinental trade corridors. Now, what does that tell you? Intercontinental trade corridors. Aren't we talking here about the NAFTA superhighway? What's intercontinental? We're running from one end of the continent to the other, right? Trade corridors. Well, we're going to be building some roads so we can run Chinese goods over them, okay? Now, a Mexican mayor was there, and he called for a swift move toward a European Union-style merger of the United States, Canada, and Mexico. But he wasn't supposed to say that. WorldNet Daily picked it up, but he was not supposed to say that. His name is Evaristo Lenin Perez. He said, it's a model we need to follow quickly. Then he told WorldNet Daily, he said, if only people know the benefits of opening the borders and working together, improving quality of life for all, then no one would be opposed to the idea of a North American Union. Now, Joe Kiley is a spokesman for the Denver Trade Conference, and he didn't want to hear Perez make those comments. He said, this is not what this conference is about. It is not about a North American Union. He's vice president of the Ports to Plains Trade Corridor Coalition. He said it is about developing infrastructure and economic opportunities in the Great Plains. Now, if you've been keeping up with all this NAFTA Superhighway stuff, the NAFTA Superhighway that we were first introduced to does not run through the Great Plains. It runs up the Interstate 35 corridor, okay? Goes right through Kansas City. Well, I don't call Kansas City the Great Plains. You've got to get on out in western Kansas before you get into the Great Plains, all right? Now, the ports to plains, ports as in seaports to plains, not airplanes, but to the high plains, describes itself as a planned multimodal transportation corridor, including a multi-lane divided highway with all facilities, the efficient transportation of goods and services from Mexico. Now, here's where it's going. Through West Texas, New Mexico, Colorado, Oklahoma, and ultimately on into Canada and the Pacific Northwest. So, as we talked just the other day when we had Jerome Corsi on, there's a whole network, and we have maps here. I'd have to look them up again. I don't even know that I've filed them. Maybe I have. Of this network of super corridors, the mainest one, the most important one, is on I-35, which runs, as we've discussed time and time again, from through Texas, Oklahoma, and then into catches Wichita, Kansas, and up to Kansas City, where the smart port will be. And I understand they're already building on that smart port, but I'm not sure of that. And then it goes on up I-35 through to Canada. All right, there's another one that goes from Memphis to Chicago. Now, I don't know whether they talked about these others or not, and Memphis through Chicago on up to Canada. But this one, this Denver Trade Conference, is from they want to see this thing go through the plains area of the United States. Perez, again, he's a mayor of a city there in Mexico. He affirmed the Ports to Plains Corridor as basically a NAFTA superhighway. He said this, and needs to be developed as such. Now, the people that are working on this are calling it a NAFTA superhighway, but you call your senator, and he'll say, oh, there's no such thing as a NAFTA superhighway. All right? We need to begin by building the... I'm back to what Perez is saying now. We need to begin by building the infrastructure in the three countries, investing in Mexico, and then we can sell the main idea that Mexicans should stay in Mexico. We just need to create an equal level for all. Now, Del Rio is in Texas, okay? But the mayor there is named Valdez, and he said he came to build relationships he hoped will last for decades to come. Now, the mayor of Del Rio says, we are all North Americans, three countries, but we're all North Americans. And so it goes. The Department of Agriculture, I don't know whether Johans has anything to do with this or not, but the Department of Agriculture is buying taser guns. Why would the Department of Agriculture need tasers? Well, the Forest Service is part of the Department of Agriculture's jurisdiction, and this comes from the taser company. Taser International, Inc. It's, you can look it up on the NASDAQ, it's TASR. It's a market leader in advanced electronic control devices. It announced that it received an order from the United States Department of Agriculture's Forest Service for 700 tasers, X26 electronic control devices, and related accessories. We are excited, says the Taser company. Sure, if they're going to sell 700 of these things. We are excited about the new additional federal agency purchasing Taser technology to protect life. That's going to make the trees produce more lumber. That's going to make the spotted owl happy. Everything's going to be good when the Forest Service gets a hold of these tasers. Tom Smith is chairman and founder of Taser International. He says, traditionally, we have focused law enforcement sales at the local and state level, but we are now seeing acceptance of Taser technology by various federal law enforcement agencies. See, they look at the Forest Service as a federal law enforcement agency now. They're not sprout inspectors anymore. You know, we used to look at our conservation department and call them sprout inspectors. Not anymore. We have seen a continual market increase in Taser technology purchases at the federal level following our initial U.S. military approval of a 5-year contract. We are proud that law enforcement within the Department of Defense, Justice, Homeland Security, Interior, and Agriculture all now rely on Taser devices to protect life. Whose life are they protecting? Their own? I don't know.
Don't taser me, bro.
I have no idea.
You heard about that student in Florida who got...
I saw it.
Oh, you saw it?
They ran that on National Network Color Television.
He was trying to ask John Kerry a question. He got pulled away from the microphone, dragged to the back of the room, and tasered. And, you know, he was yelling, help, someone help me. And then they pulled out those taser guns, and he said, don't taser me, bro. And then they zapped him. Well, now that's all over T-shirts, all over the Internet. It says, don't taser me, bro. And so it's kind of a widespread catchphrase now. And there seems to be a rash of people getting tasered, making the headlines all across the country.
Hey, if you give a kid a BB gun, doesn't he want to shoot something?
You betcha.
Well, you give these people these taser guns, hey, they got to try them out. They want to see what they'll do. And, you know, the whole thing, and then they say, oh, don't... Brownfield, you are an absolute idiot. You think you keep talking about a police state? Come on. Hey, we've got a better police system than we've ever had. We've got a more vicious one than we've ever had. I see all of these things, and you get them off the Internet for me, but over and over and over again, where somebody just did a little bit of a thing, and they... throw them down on the highway and you know, handcuff them for something that, you know, just for not... All right, a good example was for not answering a question. I have an excellent article coming out, I think, in November. I'm getting so good at writing these articles. I've already done... September's in the mailboxes by now. I've done October, and I'm starting on November, believe it or not.
Well, maybe you should just get a bonus issue out there since you're so far ahead.
No, I'm not going to do that. I've already done more than I'm getting paid for. When you don't get paid anything, you know, you feel like you've done a day's work. Anyhow, it has to do with some of these things that we've been talking about and how... Hey, it's upon us. We have a police system right now that, and with the information that, with the information on that executive order, that last executive order that Bush signed, hey, he can do anything to us. I say he. It might be Hillary doing it. I don't know, but they're putting the president in a bad position as far as controlling the people. Let's take a break. We'll be back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws.
It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials. Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
We have returned. We were talking about the tasers, the taser guns that the Forest Service is buying 700 of them. And Jeff, you mentioned this young man. They were at a college someplace. Well, Jeff's on telephone. They were at a college someplace, and John Kerry was speaking, and this young man just asked a couple of questions. Now, he didn't have very much finesse. I thought at the time, several of the news media carried this, and no doubt a lot of our listeners watched it as well. But he, you know, instead of asking one question, it could have been a very pointed question. He kept talking. He kind of hogged the microphone, which was wrong. But when they took him away, they certainly had no reason to taser him. They had two guys, maybe more than that, handling him. You know, he wasn't a big guy or anything. He wasn't a professional wrestler. And Kerry, I thought, handled it very well. He wanted to answer the man's questions. But here's where I think Kerry failed on that. When they tasered him, Kerry should have lowered the boom. He said that he should have said, "That was uncalled for. There's no reason for you cops to act like that. That young man might have been a little bit out of order, but he certainly didn't need to be physically manhandled like you all did." He could have got more votes doing that than he certainly could have by just being a nice guy, the way I look at it. But then I look at things kind of different than a lot of people do. You're shaking your head.
Well, he was an irritated citizen was the problem. And we can't have any irritated, outspoken citizens. He was perhaps slightly belligerent towards Kerry.
He had
some facts and opinions that he wanted to lay down before he got to his question. And he told the guards that, "Listen, I'll get to my question. He had 2 hours to speak. I want 2 minutes." And then they started manhandling him away. And that's when he was screaming for help and said, "Don't taser me, bro."
I'll remember that.
Hey, Derry, you got time for a quick call?
Yeah, sure.
Here comes Jeff in Indiana. Jeff, you're on the air with Derry.
Hey, Jeff, hi. You're on the air.
Oh, Derry. Say, the other day we was talking about Interstate 69.
Right.
And for those that don't know, it goes from Indianapolis to Detroit. Well, I heard just this week on our local news they're proposing to extend that now into Texas, which, and they did call it a corridor. But
yeah, we don't build highways anymore. We build corridors.
Right, but, you know, we haven't been hearing about it on the news, but it's now coming into the news.
All right, where did 69 stop before? Did it just start in Indianapolis?
It goes from Indianapolis to Detroit.
And that's all?
Yeah.
But they're going to run it on down. Will they call it 69 or what?
Well, the news people called it 69 Corridor.
Yeah.
But, you know, with those trucks coming up, it don't do any good to have the corridor unless there's a place to unload them. And through this area here, they have been building the biggest warehouses you've ever seen.
Hey, can you hang on during this commercial break? We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Do you struggle getting to sleep easily or staying asleep? Do you wake up stiff and feeling like you didn't get a good night's sleep? Hi, this is Byron Richards, founder of Wellness Resources. Our most popular sleep-enhancing formula is called Relaxamag. It contains a special kind of magnesium known as magnesium bisglycinate, which is the mineral magnesium bound to two amino acids of glycine. Magnesium helps to relax muscles and nerves, while glycine works in your brain as a relaxant neurotransmitter. The combination is a powerful way to turn off the stressors of the day and help enter a restorative, deeper sleep that is so vital for your health. Ordering is easy. Call 1-800-717-9355. That's 1-800-717-WELL. Or go to www.derrybrownfield.com, click on the online catalog, and go to health products. All Wellness Resources supplements are 20% off for online orders. Wellness Resources prides itself in getting out all orders the same or next business day. Don't struggle with a restless night. You have choices at Wellness Resources. Get well soon.
SwissAmerica.com reports gold soared 1.5% Thursday above $730 an ounce as the dollar fell to historic lows and oil hovered near historic highs. Gold closed in New York up $11 to $731.70. 730 gold is now one-third of the way toward reaching a new true high. Gold must top $2,100 an ounce to exceed the 1980 high of $850 after adjusting for decades of inflation. More at SwissAmerica.com. Learn the secrets of successful gold investing from the most trusted name in gold coins, Swiss America. Find out why smart investors are diversifying out of falling dollars and into rising gold, a trend experts say will continue for another decade. Call now, 800-289-2646, that's 800-BUY-COIN, for your Gold 101 DVD, booklet, and CD. Call now, 800-289-2646, 800-BUY-COIN today.
In the home stretch, and we still have Jeff in Indiana, do we not? Hi, Jeff.
Yeah,
okay, you were talking about Interstate 69, which runs from Indianapolis to Detroit, and they're going to make a corridor out of that that'll go through Texas, perhaps.
Yes, but my point was that, you know, with all this freight coming up here, it don't do any good unless they got a place to unload them. Well, along 69 through Indiana here, they have been building the biggest warehouses you've ever seen, which are distribution centers for this Chinese freight, which is your dollar type store, your Walmart, Sam's, that kind of thing. So they've been building up along this corridor already. The warehouses are already in operation, so they're already set up for it.
Are they you said they're in operation, are they using them, you mean, or are they just setting their...
No, the warehouses are in operation.
You know, I was in Oregon, and it was late at night. We'd been to the Pendleton Rodeo. We went out and had dinner, and then we were going out in the country to stay at this ranch house. And driving through the country, I said, well, what city is that? Because I looked at the maps, and I kind of knew where I was. And they laughed. They said, that isn't a city. Huh. It looked like a town. And they said, that's Walmart.
Yeah.
That I have no idea how large that thing was. I didn't see it in the daylight, but it looked like a good-sized town over there by the lights on it, you know.
So they're already building up for it.
So, anyway, hey, thanks for the call.
Yes, sir.
The South Dakota Association of County Commissioners have now unanimously voted to set policy opposing any form of federal or state mandatory animal identification system. Now, I wish they'd left that mandatory out. I wish they would have said any form of animal identification system. Here's the catch, and people don't understand that. These things start out as voluntary, but they never are voluntary. Anything that starts out voluntary as far as the federal government is concerned means mandatory. You can just bet on it. They should have set policy opposing any form of federal or state animal identification system. See, we have a voluntary system in effect right now. If you want to tag your animals, you can tag them. You can RFID tag them. You can brand them. You can ear notch them. You can do anything. You can tattoo them. You can do anything you want to identify them. It's voluntary. What we don't want is any form of government, whether it's state, county, or definitely federal, telling us that they're involved in it. Why do you need to be involved in this thing? We're doing it now. It's voluntary. We don't need the involvement of any form of government. South Dakota County Commissioner said no to any, and here's that word mandatory again, identification system in this state, explaining that it would be one more layer of unnecessary federal bureaucracy and another loss to the local economy due to additional producer expenses. Robert Johnson is county commissioner from Harding County. He said, we have the best product in the world. He's talking about beef here. Why then should we burden our producers with another expense and another layer of bureaucracy? But for some reason, people, they get hung up on this voluntary thing. And like I said, if it's voluntary, it's voluntary. You don't need a bill saying it's voluntary. If you're doing something on your own and there's no government involved and it's voluntary, you can do it. I don't care what it is, if it's voluntary. But here, when you get the government involved, they can call it voluntary if they want to. If the government is involved, they shouldn't even mention the word voluntary. But anyhow, people, and I give the South Dakota commissioners credit, but they don't understand. And now may the good Lord bless and keep you while the near far away. May the good you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music. That'll cheer the hearts of men. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Happy trails.